The name is Sindiwe Magona Umamtolo.
My name is Yandiswa Xhakaza and I am an educationalist.
My name is Unathi Magubeni.
So my name is Rahima Esop and I'm the head of communications and advocacy for the Zero Dropout campaign.
Thobekem Sengana is a psychologist by profession.
So I really was compelled that education, if done right and if done equitably for everyone, will shift not just our consciousness as humanity and lift us up to a better space, but it will shift the dynamics of the country, it will reduce inequality, it will bring back dignity to people's lives, it will make people resourceful.
Psychosocial speaks about the interconnection between psychological and social processes and how they interact and influence the other. So if we take this definition and apply it to the lived realities of South African children, one is better able to understand and appreciate that exposure to trauma, violence, challenges at home, disruptive and deteriorating living conditions can all have immediate and long-term consequences for learners and their ability to remain engaged and connected to their schooling.
They don't question, why is my child actually doing this?
Accessing key support services outside of the school environment is not easy for residents in these communities. Maybe they don't have access to information about where to find these services, or they're living in areas where it's not easy to access them.
Realize their power. But also, I think abazali are so busy with their own lives that they're not realizing why the country is burning and your child's future is at risk.
You know, formal education, relatively speaking, is new. Whereas, you know, the Western world has had formal education for centuries. In the times of my grandparents,
rural areas are left behind in terms of development.
But we are not doing the work necessary to change those environments so that our children feel like they belong, because they continue to be othered.
We keep harping on parents who must participate. How? When they don't know how to, when they have no idea they should, and have no ability to.
You know, we have to do that work. It's for us to do. And if we don't do it, the system continues to be unchanged.
That's her worldview. She has no idea. She must participate, that parents ought to and should, that it is their obligation to help with homework.
Parents are not expected to be substitute teachers. Instead, they play a supportive role that enables learning to take place.
You see, my reaction was anger at her mother, at the teachers, at the neighbors, at the family.
In terms of making mental health a common, you know, topic, you know, not this taboo and this stigmatized, you know, topic. So the school environments to not only talk about mental health when there's an incident. So
there is nothing more dangerous as a human being, totally devoid of hope.
The theory that my grandmother held, that many parents hold, that your child, for them to do well at school, they must go to an English medium school from very early on, is actually not true. Okay, if you want to make education affordable, you're widening the number, the pool of people that can take advantage of quality education.
Gender-based violence, you know, in our country and in university settings, is the issue that there is a lot of work that needs to be done back in our communities.
Education is about creating a pipeline of skills that will service the economy, right?
What are we teaching boys and what are we not teaching them?
Research has shown that having one caring adult can make a significant difference in a child's ability to stay in school.
The privilege, the honor of being given an opportunity to co-create in a way with the Almighty. For one long year, we are given a chance to help in the becoming of another human being.